This week on One Crazy Story, my friend Marty Butler joins us to talk about his first and only visit to an after-hours club in Canada.
So Scotty's driving the car, Suds is driving shotgun. Like, we're just going so goddamn fast. And I'm normally just feeling really good vibes right now. And yeah. I'm like, hey man, are you going a little too fast for traffic? And he's like, oh my God, I totally forgot. This car's in miles per hour, not kilometers. Back in the day. I mean, this is back in the day. If anyone feels like drug testing me now or thinking this has any relevance on my life now.
Disclaimers.
Right. Yes. This story has got to be, oh, geez, at least 15 years old.
Okay, yeah. So
we're talking 99, 2000.
We are in the clear.
Right. I was a young man, much like yourself, a loser. I had nothing going on with my life. I had to.
You weren't doing a podcast, though.
No. Podcasts weren't even invented back then. This was a long time
ago. If you weren't doing so many drugs, maybe you would have introduced podcasting to the world.
I may have thought about it, but instead I got a job working at Harmony House. I was working at a local Harmony House, which was, the local record store chain before the internet destroyed the record industry.
Yeah. What are records?
Right. Well, we didn't even sell records. We just sold CDs. Yeah. And, every Christmas we'd have that beautiful, Christmas CD wall. And it was a wonderful job, selling CDs for $17 a pop and wondering why we're going out of business as iTunes surges.
The old days.
Right. The old days. But basically, so I wasn't really up to much of anything. I was a college dropout living at my parents' house, working at Harmony House.
Uh-huh.
I think I was just starting to dabble with stand-up comedy. And dabble with drugs, lots of drugs. In fact, my manager at the Harmony House used to be a drug dealer, so it was kind of a one stop shop. And he was the manager, so what's he gonna do? One day he brought in pot brownies, and we ate them at work. And I got so retarded high, I couldn't even work. I just took my name tag off, and I'm like, "You did this? You fucked me up. I'm just gonna pretend to shop all day."
That's
and I
awesome.
Just spent the entire day just flipping through the CDs.
That sounds like the best place to work ever.
It was kind of a fun job, but that's not even my good story. My good story comes from a friend of mine who recently came back from the Navy, where he had gotten out of the Navy by telling everyone he was gay, even though he wasn't. He just was so sick of the Navy, he was like, hey, guess what, everybody? I'm gay. You got to let me go. Because this was before, during the don't ask, don't tell days.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, while he was in the Navy, he went into the Navy relatively straight-laced, but fell into with a younger, rowdier crowd and developed a little bit of a drug habit himself.
Okay.
So he came back. Prior to this, when I was in college, I'd experimented a little bit with ecstasy, never really got into it a whole lot. He came back with an Altoid container filled with pills that he just carried on the plane. And, we're like, yeah. Let's do some meat. Let's party. Let's start doing some shit around this town.
Let's have some fun, man.
Right.
I dropped out of college. You dropped out of the Navy.
Right, exactly. We got nothing going on. Let's just get hammered and have some fun. So one night, I'd like to say that Altoid tin lasted, but it didn't. And we ended up, buying more and more and more. And one night, we just decided, we were going to go hit the town, hit a local bar, take a little ecstasy on the way to the bar. Decided to go to Arthur P's old bar.
Oh, yeah.
Arthur P, radio legend of Detroit, used to own a bar in Westland that was like a converted strip club and is now like a union hall or something.
Oh, man.
Back in the day, you still had the go-go cages up.
Right.
It was just like this real skanky place to be.
Those are the places you got to do ecstasy.
Right, exactly. I mean, you just feel like a total sleaze. We're just hanging out there. And the waitress was this girl that I just happened to know from working at the record store. She was a customer that used to come in all the time. I didn't know her really well, but kind of knew her. And, we were talking to her and, one thing leads to another and we're like, hey, we're rolling on ecstasy right now. We got all night. We're going to go out and do something. And she's like, you know what? Cool. I'm going to get off work and I'm going to join you guys.
What?
So this girl decides she's going to come party with us and, gets off work and, we give her some ecstasy and we hear about, all the great after hours clubs in Windsor.
Mm-hmm.
Now these clubs that are open till 6-8 in the morning. Just basically drug lounges, places just to sit and relax while you're, all fucked up on whatever, while, DJs play, and it's like a hangout for, all the strippers over there, and the Windsor strippers are the best.
Yeah.
They're the French-Canadian girls that come down.
So, so, we, So you decided to go to one of these places?
Yeah, we decided to go down there.
And that wasn't the plan until after you'd already been under the influence for a while.
Right, we're already rolling, but we're not like, you know, we're maybe like one pill into the night. We can still kind of manage a little bit. So we've got a little bit of ecstasy on us, and, you know, we're coming up to the border. We're driving up to the border. It's starting to feel the, you know, the earlier pill that we were taking and start thinking, like, fuck. None of us have really tried to cross a border with drugs before.
This is new.
Yeah, so it's like, we didn't even think about this.
What do we do? I mean, we forgot all about the drugs.
Right, like, we're not going to swim over there, so I think we should all just take the rest of the drugs now, right before we hit the border.
It's pretty...
So it's like, great,
it's common sense, right? I mean,
they
brilliant.
Can't, right, they can't search us, they can't find it. So, you know, we all take, like, another pill or two and cross the border, no problem, no questions asked.
A pill or two, that's a lot, right? I mean, I've never had ecstasy. I'm just curious. Like, is that...
If you've never had it, yes. Yes, it's
okay.
A lot.
Okay.
So, we cross the border, you know, locate the place we wanted to go. It was this place called Platinum. It used to be, like, kind of an infamous, you know, after-hours club. It was basically, you know, like an opium den with house music, sort of thing, with techno music.
Yeah, the 90s.
Right. Well, like, yeah, late 90s, you know, kind of when raves were starting to die out.
Yeah.
So what time... People were moving into clubs.
What time did you guys get there?
I would say we, maybe like near 11, 12 o'clock at night.
Yeah. Okay, so this is still pretty early.
Yeah, it's still pretty early. We get over there, and I mean, by the time we get in the club, you know, shit's really starting to kick in. It's just, you know, loud noises, loud music, loud lights, everything. And, you know, we're having a good time. We're having fun, just kind of... scoping around the scene, checking this place out. I look over at my friend who got out of the Navy. He was, you know, pretty straight-laced beforehand, and he's up there dancing. He's having fun. He's really feeling it.
Wow.
I'm not much of a dancer.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just kind of, like, laying back, playing the wall. Just
pretty
kinda,
chill.
Yeah, talking to people.
And you've never seen your Navy friend like this before, all outgoing? And
no,
like,
no, just going crazy.
This is way different. You're just like, holy shit, I don't remember this at all.
Right. It's like, this isn't you.
Yeah.
But so we're over there, you know, having some fun, and... you know, you're in one location for long enough, a location where they sell drugs. Mm-hmm. People start approaching you to sell you drugs. And I didn't really have much money on me. I just remember my friend at one point coming over with like half a pill and being like, somebody gave me a pill. I just split it in half. You want the other half? It's like, all right, yeah, I'll take that. And you know, everything's just starting
I'll
to get a little more and more fucked up. Like a little, everything's louder. The colors are all going crazier. You start getting that ecstasy high.
Yeah.
You're like, man, this is awesome. This is amazing. And this lady sees me from across the room. Older lady, maybe like, you know, not too much older, but maybe, you know, early 30s at the time. Maybe even
an authority figure vibe.
Right. An authority figure vibe.
Yeah.
To get this authority figure.
It's an adult over there.
Right.
It's just like 30.
A young kid. I'm the young kid partying. Yeah. And she kind of comes over and starts giving me this whole rap about like, you gotta be really careful in a place like this. You gotta be really careful in a place like this.
Meanwhile, you're just high off your ass.
Yeah, I'm high, but I'm still manageable. Yeah. I'm still having fun. Like, you just got to be really careful in a place like this because it's not like it used to be. Not like when I was part of the scene. Like, you know, she's like an old school raver giving me the whole rap. Like these kids are just, you know, they're putting poison in these pills. You don't know what you're going to get. You could die. And I'm like, yeah, then, you know, thank you for your concern. It's really nice meeting you. You know, giving her that, like, the big ecstasy hugs and handshakes shit.
Yeah, we hugged for a while.
Right, like peeling the skin off of her. And it's like, oh, thank you for your concern. You know, I really appreciate that. I'll always remember you and your words of warning. It was, you know, sort of sarcastic, but sort of like, it's nice that somebody gave a
was
shit.
Nice
but,
enough to say something
right,
like that.
Right, but come on, bitch, don't harsh my buzz.
Yeah, you're really ruining this right now.
Right, you know, so the three of us are still all having fun. And, you know, we just start to separate out throughout the club and just end up in our own little, like, corners and conversations with people. And out of the blue, this fucking Chinese kid shows up. And I'm not saying Chinese because he looked Asian. He was straight from China.
He was legit off the boat.
Yeah, straight off the boat from China here in Windsor. Loud music. I'm on ecstasy. I can't really focus that well. He starts talking to me.
Chinese?
No, in English, but really broken English. I can't understand a single word he's saying. I'm just kind of staring at him as he's talking because I'm just really high at this point.
Yeah.
Next thing I know, he pushes a pill into my hand. And he's like, you try. you try.
I feel like when that happens, you have to try.
Right. You don't want to offend the guy.
Yeah. I'm like, what do they do in China? Is this rude? I don't want
to. Right. I'm looking at the kid's hand to see if he's missing a finger, like if he's a part of some Asian gang or something, because this is like
right
now getting scary. So, okay. I'll try your pill. So, you know, I'm on the spot. I got to take this strange pill this kid gave me. And like, as I'm just kind of zoning in and out of my own thoughts and, you know, the, like I said, the music, mm-hmm. the lights, everything's just really a distraction. This kid has given me, looking back on it, all I can think of was a business pitch, but I can't quite understand because, yeah, it's such broken English.
Yeah.
But I think he was telling me like a pricing structure because he expected me to start smuggling drugs into America for him.
Oh, my goodness.
He's like, one pill, $40. Two pill, $60. Like, this fucking kid is doing math in me, and I can't focus.
Yeah, and you're high, and you just took his pill, and you're right. Like, wait, what did I do? It's like,
right.
Do I owe you money now?
Right, I'm like, now what? Is that even going to dissolve, or am I a mule for this pill now?
Yeah.
Like, you expect me to dump this pill out and get you $40 in the States for it? Like, what is going on?
What's happening here?
It just starts getting really creepy.
Yeah.
And then I start feeling that pill kicking. And it's really strong.
Yeah, and did you know what it was? Or you didn't?
I mean, I think it was ecstasy.
Yeah.
But really strong, or maybe I was just at that point where it's like, look, you've already had
everything
like,
just hit, right. came to a head. And
you've already had like 3.5, 4 pills. This one is really starting to take you over the edge. Like, it's like I just started getting that weird tunnel vision and shit. And all I could think of, like, I just see that lady's head just floating, you know, saying, like, you better watch what you take. It's not like the old days. Kids are passing poison. And I'm thinking that this fucking tong just poisoned me.
Yeah. Yeah. So now you're coming up with all these ideas in your head. And I love that the lady showed up in your...
Yeah. Well, it was just that, oh, my God, this is totally like one of those weird things. Like, I feel like I'm in a movie now. And that was like my warning.
Yeah.
You know, that
if
was,
I had just listened to that kind right, old lady,
I should have. If I only would have listened to that old bag at 30,
that old 30-year-old,
what was going on?
Crazy lady,
right?
She doesn't know what she's talking about. She's
now, like, now I'm poisoned. Yeah. Now I'm dead. I'm dead.
You just took a half a pill right. from an Asian guy.
I'm totally dead.
Just got in from China,
right?
Literally,
just got in from China. I'm totally dead. I'm thinking like I'm gonna fucking end up like, you know, laying in a bathtub filled with ice. Yeah. My organs all harvested. You know, the little note saying call 911 while you got the stitches on your stomach. Right, the triads are...
Yeah, yeah, like some crazy shit, because you don't want to mess with them.
No, exactly. And now, you know, I'm starting to get a little scared, a little freaked out. And I'm just kind of wandering around this place by myself, like, holy shit, how do I get home? What's going to happen? Like, I'm going to fucking die. I'm the driver, by the way, too. You know, because I kind of had the old constitution of a mule when it came to stuff. So it was like, no, don't worry. You guys party. I'll drive. And you just keep, you know, you party anyway. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm a horrible designated driver, or used to be.
Right. So your friends still around? The friends you went with?
Yeah. I mean, that's where the story starts picking up.
Yeah.
Because here I am thinking I'm poisoned. I'm walking around and suddenly, like, I find, you know, my friend and the girl that we came with. And they're hanging out with, like, some dirtbag wearing like a do-rag with long hair. Like, it just doesn't look like you should be there. Like, it looks like you should be working on a car or whatever.
Yeah, I feel like you guys are the most normal looking people in there. It's just imagining you just surrounded by all these odd characters.
Well, honestly, it was like a weird breakdown of people who just look like they were like video gamers and then super hot strippers.
Okay.
And they're pimps.
Okay.
Like, that's what it would pretty much look like a bunch of kids, a bunch of like really skinny kids in like 3XL t-shirts and those giant like rave pants. A bunch of strippers, like, giving each other lap dances, and their pimps watching them.
Oh, okay. All right. I like this image a lot. And then just you and your friends walking around.
Yeah. And then, like I said, there's this long-haired kid with this bandana and just looked like a total dirtbag. Yeah. And they're like, hey, you got to meet our friend Scotty. I'm like, oh, shit. Who's this Scotty guy now?
Scotty.
Right. Like, I'm really fucked up. And this kid's like, hey, I'm Scotty. He was being a super nice guy. He's like, yeah, I live around here. And I also deal ecstasy. Would you like some? And I'm thinking, you know what? Fuck it. I survived that other pill, right? I survived that poison. Give me another pill.
Of course. Nothing can stop Marty Butler.
Right. I'll take one more. I'll take one more. Why
just
not?
Just one won't hurt.
Right. I'm like, I'll take one more, but I'll be honest with you. I'm a little worried about getting over the border. And like, it's like, hey, no problem. You guys can stay at my house.
What a nice guy.
Right. Like, I mean, he's totally like Matthew McConaughey, you know, back in the day, like Days to Confuse kind of thing. No problem, guys. Yeah, you can stay at my house. And I'm just like, fuck.
So Canadian.
Yeah. I don't want to stay at this kid's house. No, I don't want to stay at some dirt ass Windsor drug dealer's house.
Yeah. You're in another country.
But I'm really fucked up.
You're also in another country. So there's that. concern.
Right. I'm really fucked up, and I just took another pill, and it's probably like 6 in the morning now.
Yeah.
5, 6 in the morning. Holy like, crap. The sun's starting to come up, and they're starting to wind down in there, and it's like, fuck. All right, I'll take it, but we're just going over to your place to sober up. We're just going to go to sober up.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no problem, man. We'll go over to my place, sober up. Let me go grab my friends. So he's, you know, rounding up his friends. Yeah, rounding up his friends. And one of his friends.
He sounds like a tool.
Yeah, he was. One of his friends was this dude who, had some stupid nickname like Suds. It's my boy Suds. And I'm looking at this kid, and he looks like a skinhead. And he's just, like, scowling at us.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, Suds, how you doing? First thing he says to me is like, you guys are from Detroit? Yeah. You know, just because we don't have guns over here doesn't mean that we're not violent.
What?
What the fuck does that mean, dude?
That's so crazy.
Right. He says that, and all I just remember saying is like, you know what, man? You can get killed anywhere.
What kind of opening line is that?
Right, exactly.
Nice to meet you.
He's like, nice to meet you, dude. We're all fucking rolling hard on ecstasy, but way to jump on in and threaten us right off the bat.
Wow, yeah. Definitely not. Definitely going to stay at this guy's house.
Right. So now we've got this entourage, right?
Yeah.
It's the three of us plus a Scotty Dirtbag
and
Suds.
Scotty Suds. And Suds.
And I'm like, fuck, I can't drive my car. Scotty's like, no problem, man. I'll drive your car. I got an Eagle Talon, too. I had an Eagle Talon at the time. He's like, I got
one,
too.
What are the odds? Of course, Scotty drives the same fucking car as
you. Right, exactly. And it's an automatic. Mine's an automatic, too, but I really know how to drive it. And I'm like, all right, yeah, no problem, man. And my car was just a mess, just like fucking like 500 CDs piled in the back seat. Because this was, you know, before we cleaned it all up and put it on our phones. So I've got all these CDs in the back. And so, you know, the five of us are piling in the small ass car anyway with all this garbage, people sitting on shit. I had weird shit in there. Mm-hmm. Like I remember, like Jesus Christ, I had like a fighting nun doll.
Yeah.
In the car. Remember those like little punching nuns?
Yeah.
You put your hand up there and you press the buttons and the nun kind of.
Awesome.
I had that in the back seat. And, you know, like, no problem, man. I'll drive your car back. I'm good to drive. I'm like, okay.
So y'all cram in.
Right, I'm all...
It's uncomfortable.
Right, super uncomfortable.
And you're still rolling.
Still rolling, and that's how you still got those, like, good vibes.
Yeah.
Like, man, so nothing bad could happen to us.
Scotty's a good dude.
Yeah, all these dudes, they're all good dudes.
Yeah, Suds. How do you not trust a guy named Suds?
Right, that's like a dog's name. Everybody loves dogs.
Everybody loves dogs. They're always happy to see
you. I just want
to
rub your skin head. So Scotty's driving the car. Suds is driving shotgun. And looking back, I probably should have assumed they were going to rob something with my car, but they didn't. But all I know is we're driving that, whatever that, like, that road that goes along the riverfront. Windsor.
Yeah, not Olette.
Yeah, no, Olette's the other route, but the one that...
Okay, it goes right along the river, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this kid just, you know, he starts driving my car, and he just floors it. Like, we're just going so goddamn fast. And, I'm normally just feeling really good vibes right now, and I'm like, hey, man, are you, you going a little too fast for traffic? He's like, oh my God, I totally forgot. This car's in miles per hour, not kilometers. And I'm thinking, fuck, we are totally getting pulled over by the cops. We're totally getting busted. I'm going to get thrown in one of those foreign jails in Canada you always hear about, you know, where they treat you nicely.
Forgot this is in miles per hour.
Yeah, I'm like, this fucking sucks.
Suds.
Right. You know, Suds is still pissed off the whole time. But we get back to this kid's house. And
how far of a drive would you say it was? Do you remember? Like how far or like how far away
you
lived?
Maybe it was like 5 miles. Like I mean you still live right in Windsor.
So
we drove to like London. Right.
I feel like you're gonna end up in Ottawa in this scenario, you know?
Right, you could. Like, I mean it didn't even dawn on me. I mean we could have ended up in Newfoundland.
Yeah. Just new
being chased by the triad.
You're just working. Yeah. The triad shows up. They're like all working together.
Yeah.
They're all newfies.
Right. I mean if you know, and it starts to dawn on me, like, if these guys are criminals, they're the dumbest criminals on the planet, because we got nothing, you know?
A couple of the nun dolls and all the CDs they could ever ask for.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So we pull up to this house, and at this point, the other two people that were in my party are super fucked up. Super fucked up. Me, I'm trying to hold it together. You know, I'm trying to be the sober one here.
So technically you were the designated driver still. You still held that responsibility to some degree.
Yeah.
You're like, all right. Yeah. Somebody's gotta take the reins.
Yeah, sort of. We get to this house, and I just remember there were like two or three like girls at this house. Mm-hmm. They're just hanging out, like, in, you know, the sun's up at this point. It's like 8 in the morning.
Yeah,
sun's up. There's you know, they got, it's you know, typical kind of like young person drug house where like all the blackout curtains in the house,
yeah,
and the entire house just filled with smoke, and they're just watching like, you know, old skateboard videos, like the pre-Jackass videos, whatever those were, like the Big Brother video or whatever. Like, have you ever seen this? This is banned in the States because of what they did to that car. They can't show it in the States or they're going to get arrested. Okay, you know, but I think I've seen it before, but yeah.
Yeah, these Canadians.
Right, we're sitting there. My Navy friend is so fucked up. He's wearing the stupid doll, the nun doll on his
hand.
He's
got the nun doll?
And he's just sitting and talking to it.
Oh, my God.
And I'm standing there in the living room, I'm looking at Suds looking at my friend like he's going to kill my friend.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Yeah, and you're...
Like, Suds and the two girls are like, you know, eyeing up my friend like, this is going to be an easy target. I'm like, fuck, this isn't good. And... The one kid's like, hey, you guys want to make a beer run? Want to make a beer run? It's like 8:30. Can you buy beer? Yeah, we can get some beer. Yeah, all right, let's go make a beer run. And I'm like, this is a good excuse to get my friend out of here before Suds kills my friend. So, you know, me and my friend and Scotty go on this beer run. But now we're in his Eagle Talon, and he's got the sunroof down, and he's showing me how to drive like it's a manual, but it's an automatic. Mm-hmm. Like, he's showing you how to shift gear. I can show you how to shift gears on an automatic. And I'm like, dude, I'm too high to give a shit right now.
I don't care. It's 8:30, man.
It's like, right, I just want to get out of that house and get my friend out of that house before my friend got killed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not even going to drink any of this beer. Just going there with you to get this. And, you know, so we pick up this beer. We get back to the guy's house, and...
Are you kind of sobering up by now?
Yeah, I'm really starting to sober up. I'm still like, I don't want to drive.
Mm-hmm.
But we get back to the house, and I remember being like, where's the girl we came with? Where's she at? Oh, she's in the back. They're doing ketamine.
Oh no.
Like, oh, what's that all about? I'm just going to go check on her. Walk in the back. She's out like a zombie. Some dude's hand down her pants.
What?
And it's like, you know what? We got to get the fuck out of here. Right now, just grab this girl. Her, like, she just looked like a corpse. Yeah. Like all the color was out of her out of her face.
Holy crap!
Right,
you're sober now.
Right now, like, it's like I'm totally sober. I don't give a shit what I took. I'm getting us all across the border. We're getting home safely. And they just pile into the car, and it's like, all right, everybody, keep it together. Like, this girl's like vomiting now because she had so much shit in her, and this you know, kid tried to rape her basically.
Right.
And it's like, we're getting out of here. They're like as we're getting out of there, I'm like, I just don't want to cause a scene. I just want to get out of here quickly. You know, my friend from the Navy, no idea what's going on. He's still sitting on the couch talking to the thing. These guys still staring at him. And
still playing with the doll.
Right. I'm like, we got to go. And I don't know, Suds or one of Suds' girls is like, I like that nun. I'm like, you like it? Rip it off my friend's hand, throw it at him. Like, you guys keep it. We're out of here.
Yeah.
Just get in the car, pile in, start like, you know, get like a block away. And I'm like, we just had to get out of there.
Mm-hmm.
We had to get out of there. She's fucking out of it right now. I don't think she knows what's going on. We got to get out of here. I'm, like, trying to tell my friend, like, it was just a really bad scene. Mm-hmm. We got to get out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
if you didn't, I'd have been like, oh, man.
Right. We get, like,
Marty.
Like, I just kind of drive for, like, a mile till I'm out of the subdivision, and then I'm like, I have no fucking idea where we are. I don't know how to get back to the bridge. I mean, we don't have GPS.
Yeah.
We don't, you know, I didn't have a cell phone. Yeah, none of this shit.
You don't even have a map, do you? No. A Canadian map.
No, and I'm still rolling.
Yeah.
You know, like, I just want to take my shirt off because my skin's crawling kind of thing. It's like, I don't know what to do. Started driving around, you know, saw the bridge, just started driving towards the bridge.
Yeah, you can't go wrong there.
Right, that's the landmark, and...
we'll get there. I think that screams border.
Yeah, I think we took the tunnel back, but we're getting there, and we're pulling up, and it's like, fuck. We are all so fucking high.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can just take one look at our pupils. Like, our pupils are like the size of like dinner plates.
Yeah, and she's still getting sick.
Yeah, she's still like, she's green in the back seat.
Oh man,
I'm looking around. I'm starting to get really paranoid because I'm like, our eyes all look like dinner plates.
Yep.
Like, our pupils are so big. The car is just filled with garbage. Like, the guy could easily go like, "What's that? Pull over," you know, and check the car for something.
Right.
We didn't have any drugs in the car. It was all on us. But we're still way too fucked up to be driving, and I'm the one driving. So the whole time we're sitting in that line to get in, and I'm just like, this is it. This is it for you, man. This is it. I hope it was worth it. Hope you had a great night, because this fucking guy, Johnny Law, on the American side, they don't care on the Canadian side. They, you know, get out of here. You're not our problem anymore.
Yeah.
Get to the American side, and it's like, this fucking guy who looks like, you know, I don't know, the dad from whatever, for the show with Urkel.
Oh, Carl Winslow.
Yeah, it looks like Carl Winslow sitting there, like an angry Carl Winslow. And I'm like, he's just going to fucking kill us.
He's going to be so mad. Like, yeah, you're screwed. You
right.
have no chance.
I've got this girl who was just saved from a rape who's turning green in the back seat.
Puking everywhere.
I got this guy sitting there next to me just talking to his hand now because he doesn't have a doll on it. And the cool thing is both of these two don't even have to look at the guy. I have to look the guy in the eye and speak to him where my eyes are now like the big black alien
eyes.
You have
the worst job.
Yeah.
You have the worst job of and all I'm three.
Like, and, you know, I don't really have much of a poker face.
Right.
So I'm like, fuck. This is gonna suck. Pull up there. The guy just, you know, citizenship, U.S. We're all U.S. And, you know, he looks at them because he wants them to say it. Luckily, they all, you know, managed to croak out a U.S. So you guys got anything to declare? Just that we're not coming back anytime soon. No, sir. We got nothing to declare. He gives a little look around the car. It's like, you know, spent a little too much time looking in the back window. And I'm like, oh my God, this is it. We're fucked. So, all right, go on. Holy shit, we did it. We did it.
That's amazing. Best feeling you've ever had at this
best
point.
Best feeling I ever had. Like, I mean, it was like I just took five more pills. I felt so great.
Oh my God.
I just floored out of there, you know, get on 94, you know, heading back towards the west side. And I don't know what happened. Something happened. I don't know if there's an accident on 94 or maybe I was just too like drugged up and weirded up to like want to be on the freeway.
Mm-hmm.
Ended up on like just getting off and like just taking Michigan Avenue.
Yeah.
And we're just cruising along. Everything seems all right. I'm trying to talk to the girl in the back, make sure like, is everything all right? Are you cool? And she's just still kind of stunned. She's like, I'm fine. And I'm like, fuck, now I'm going to get in trouble for this.
Yeah.
Like I, you know, pulled this girl out of this shit situation.
Right.
But we also took her to this shit situation.
Yeah.
So, by, you know, having her leave her job early and figuring, I'm going to party with you guys. Like, honestly, it's like, what were you thinking? Like, what's the best case scenario that can happen here?
Best case
scenario is that you get saved from being raped. And that's what happened. Like, it was just an awful night. We were just a bunch of dumb, immature kids. We shouldn't have been doing what we're doing. So I'm just, you know, checking in with her, making sure she's all right. And just like, you know, you're sure everything's cool? She's like, no, I've got to puke. Got to puke really bad.
Okay.
So it's like, I just, you know, by Michigan Avenue would just haul over like, you know, three lanes and just come to a stop. This is Sunday morning, like 10 o'clock now, 11 o'clock, something like that. Like Sunday afternoon, like businesses are starting to get open, including the one that we pulled out in front of, which was the Asian massage parlor.
Oh no.
As you know, they're not generally known as, you know, houses of good repute.
Right.
I mean, everyone assumes that they're there for prostitution.
Right.
And so we open up the door, and this girl just starts hurling all over the front steps of this Asian massage parlor.
How confused.
I know, and it's like, fuck, you got to get back in the car.
Yeah.
You got to get back in the car. Are you all right? You got to get back in the car. And right as she starts stirring to get back in the car, the door opens to the Asian massage parlor. Like, someone sees what's going on, wants to come check it out. So it's like, just get in the fucking car, shut the door, just haul off. Just got out of there.
Yeah. Damn, I thought you were gonna. They're gonna say that dude showed up.
Right, the dude, yeah,
the triad.
You throw up on my store,
or like the cops show up or something. Because Michigan Avenue is a busy road.
It's very busy road.
You know,
and
a bunch
of
young kids, one of them puking on the side of the road.
Right, and you just have that awful feeling, like, look, this was just a dumb, crazy night.
Yeah,
you feel like shit. You know, you did wrong. And you're just watching, like, the parade of people going to church in their finest, and you're like, man, I fucked up.
What am I really doing?
Fucked up tonight.
Oh, my God.
But so, you know, we got to spin back to Arthur Pease so this girl could get her car. And she's in no shape to drive. And, you know, so my friend's like, I think I'm good. I'll drive her car.
I'm good, man.
I'll drive her car back to her house, and you follow. And you know, we'll... you hop in the car afterwards. And the funny thing is, you know, we're at that age and that level of fucked upness in our lives where we all just lived at home, including this girl. So now it's like, it's almost noon on a Sunday. This girl just went AWOL. You know, there's no cell phone. She didn't call
they
her parents
no
to be
where
like,
where she went.
Right.
You know?
And now she's like some dude she's just pulls up to her house in her car, drops her off, gets in another car and leaves while she's just covered in vomit. With like, you know, the 50-yard stare.
Yeah.
Just walking back in her house. And I'm like, you know what?
And there's no way. Her parents are totally up, too.
Right. Because hey, it's like noon now. It's lunchtime.
They're just sitting down to lunch.
And, you know, I got to go back home, too. And I'm like, fuck. I'll make it. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm just going to go with my head down. I think.
You at least looked somewhat presentable compared to her, I'm sure.
Probably.
Probably. Yeah, I mean, you hadn't been throwing up profusely for the last couple hours.
No.
And damn near raped.
No, like, but I honestly, I don't think I slept for like another 24 hours after that because I was, had so much drugs still in me.
Yeah.
And I just remember like thinking like I had that weird feeling like it was like the end of like Ferris Bueller's Day Off or something. Yeah. You know, where it's yeah. like the like Ferris and Cameron and Sloan are all like, well, what do we do now? You know, like it was that weird sort of like,
I
guess I'll see you guys around.
Yeah.
Like it almost had that weird like ending or like a coming of age movie where it's
right.
like, I guess I'll see you around sometime.
Yeah.
And that girl never, ever came back into Harmony House ever again. And she lived two blocks away. Like she just, man. She walked up there all the time to like buy shit. Never came back.
Never.
So it's like, fuck, I am probably the biggest asshole.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, my Navy friend was like, hey, man, I had so much fun. So much fun at Platinum. I'm going back next weekend. God. I'm like, fuck, really? You're going back?
You're gonna
go
back?
I don't think I'm going to go back. He's like, I'm going to go back. I'm going to go back, and I'm going to have a blast. And he went back.
I think he had the best time out of all
of
you.
Yeah, he did.
Guys.
I feel like he was somewhat oblivious to a lot of the like right? the perceived danger going True. On. Like, I don't think he understood that, like, you know,
yeah.
the Suds character was Suds. Just, like, staring at, you know,
I don't
staring
think he
holes
even
in everybody.
Who Suds was.
Right. Like, Suds seemed like the type of person who, like, has, like, you know, just brass knuckles in the pocket of his bomber jacket at all times. And she's like, no, man, I'm going to go back. I'm going to, you know, grab some other friends, and I'm going back up there. And so we did. He went up the next weekend, and he actually, I remember he came back and he was like, hey, you know who was up there? That girl we brought.
What?
She was up there with her boyfriend.
Oh, shit. She had a boyfriend the whole time?
Yeah, and it was like, oh, my God.
And she went back. She had such a great time.
She had such a good time. She had to bring her boyfriend.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And he's just like, how'd you hear about this place?
Right. So how'd you find out about this place? Who's Suds?
Oh, my God. That is nuts.
Yeah.
And you never talk to that girl again? Ever?
Never talk to that girl again.
Oh, I wonder what she's doing.
Probably dead. Just saying. Just from that one
Most
little,
likely.
Just from that one little glimpse into her life, she made
right.
horrible decisions.
Well, the fact that she decided to go back, and I'm assuming yeah. she figured out what really was about to happen to her, at least.
I think so. I mean, she was kind of in that K-hole headspace yeah. where you're just like, I mean, that's yeah. pretty much a date rape drug.
Yeah. God.
Damn. And it's one of those things where it's like, at the end of the day, I pat myself on the back because I did the right thing.
Yeah, and you were
but
somehow...
But I really didn't.
No, you didn't, but you somehow were like, you were responsible enough to go, you know what? I'm wrong. Let's just get out of here.
Yeah. Like, you know, guys, I am
this
wrong.
This was not my intention. That wasn't your intention. That's
no.
the difference, though. It's
As
like
I'll be honest,
like...
I thought we were going to have a fun night tonight. I thought maybe we might see your boobs and that would be
yeah,
tops.
That's the goal right there.
Just that, you know. Nothing more.
Yeah. That's all you needed.
Right.
As a young man and living at your mother's, you know. You're
right.
just like, we just want to see some boobs.
Right.
Maybe.
It's like, I'm just sorry. I'm maybe. Sorry. I brought you into, like, you know, the lion's den and used you as bait because we were all too fucked up to stop that. I'm sorry that you lost my fighting nun doll. I'm sorry Suds was such an asshole. I can't really speak
Suds.
For him.
Suds is a dick.
But on the plus side, I learned two things. One... Don't trust pills that strangers give you. That was a lesson from a lovely older lady I met there.
That's right.
And two, how to drive this Eagle Talon like it's
yes.
a fucking automatic.
Yes. Yes.
That's all for this week. If you enjoyed the show, please head over to facebook.com/onecrazystory and find out who we'll have coming up on the show. Or you can follow us on Twitter @onecrazystory. And if you haven't had the chance, please go over to iTunes and subscribe there and leave a review. It'll help other people find us. Or you can also find us at onecrazystory.podbean.com. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it.